Many assume that nature is at its peak of glory only in the sunny seasons of spring and summer. But if you observe carefully, you'll find that autumn has quite a few things you thought were reserved only for warmer months. Autumn brings cooler and shorter days, but wildlife activity has not ceased or even slowed. The most significant sign of the season is the flourish of color and activity that bursts forth during this time of year. Many plants produce fruits and seeds to be dispersed in protective skins that will keep the seeds safe over the chilly months. Similarly, many animals and insects mate in the fall, planting their seeds for the continuation of life come spring. Animals, such as the black bear, fatten up on a rich diet of berries and nuts, now ripe and bountiful, in preparation for their long winter's sleep. Others, like chipmunks and squirrels, stash nuts and seeds in burrows or dens for the long winter months. Migratory animals are preparing themselves or are already on their way south, yet some plants and animals are just at their peak. A walk through gardens, meadows, and woods in autumn will bring me an incredible sense of joy. Insects are still milling about in the soft rays of the sun, caterpillars from summer have now turned into brilliant butterflies, and late-blooming flowers explode into the landscape with their bright, vivid colors, attracting pollinators to the last drops of golden nectar. Fall-blooming flowers are enriched with nectar and serve as invaluable energy sources for late-mating insects, as well as for migrating insects and hummingbirds. Even after laying their next generation of eggs on host plants, butterflies will flitter aimlessly from flower to flower, sipping what sweet nectar they can. For migratory butterflies and hummingbirds, nectar-rich flowers in autumn help them fill up their energy reserves to make their long journey to warmer, even tropical climates further south. Monarchs are one of the best-known butterflies to make the long migration trip to Mexico and further south. Starting now, they'll steadily drift south, feeding along the way and flying up to 2,000 miles. Other migratory butterflies that can be observed among the late bloomers before escaping to warmer temperatures include painted ladies, buckeyes, mourning cloaks, question marks, and queens. Other fall insects utilize the late bloom as well. The milkweed beetle is strikingly visible with its red to reddish-orange exoskeleton and black dots or stripes against the green milkweed plant that it feeds on. The praying mantis will lay its frothy-looking egg mass on the plants that are also its hunting grounds. These 2-inch egg masses will overwinter among the asters and coneflowers. Wasps and other insects lay their eggs into the tissue of the goldenrods, forming galls, swelling in the stems or leaves, where the larvae will be protected until their emergence in the spring. These galls are beneficial for overwintering birds, such as chickadees, looking for a tasty morsel. So what can you do for wildlife before autumn takes hold? Plant wildflower species and varieties that are native to our listening area. Migratory and permanent animals will benefit from your efforts and in turn give you enjoyment with the activity and diversity of color which you can now see in the meadows and gardens of Irvine Nature Center. Before you know it, the leaves on the trees will begin their change before falling to the forest floor, turning from tints of green to vibrant shades of fiery reds, luminous oranges, radiant yellows, and deep purples. The colors of the rainbow persist well into the season. Savor these delightful gifts of nature. To learn more, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.